superintendent of Grand Haven Area Public Schools, Kristen Perkowski. How are you?
Good morning. Happy summer.
Happy Great. Summer. We were talking off the air. I would love to do a Freaky Friday. No, where I go back to high school and I know everything I know now.
Wouldn't that be crazy?
I'm telling you, I'd be looking for Debbie Johnson. I'd be like, you meet me in the bathroom. I got things to say to you. I'm kidding. How are things going? I know you had a Board of Education meeting on Monday. And you guys were presented with a series of early stage master plan concepts.
Yeah, well, starting earlier this summer in June at the board meeting, we finalized a strategic plan that's really community. It's a community-driven roadmap focused on student success, innovation, and strong partnerships with our community. And that really outlines the priorities for the next several years. And that was based on the year-long listening tour that I've just completed. But then on Monday night, it's kind of the next phase. We shared an early stage master plan concept, three different ones, as a starting point for community conversations about how school buildings and our facilities can best support academic excellence, student safety, and long-term sustainability.
Ah.
So we're really excited because we will be in the community sharing those concepts because the community asked us for that. They said, look at the data, provide us concepts. This is for the next 10 to 15 years of our district.
Okay. Is this on the website as well?
It is on the website.
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Good to hear.
If you go to www.ghaps.org/BOE, the community asked us for our presentations. We are now posting those the night of the board meeting. So when the board meeting's complete, the slides go up. People can view those master plan concepts.
Wonderful. Okay.
Yeah. And what's really exciting is starting, as I've been in the community for the last year, we'll be doing Scoop with the Superintendent. So our first meetup is August 6th from 3 to 4 at Norm's Ice Cream on Washington Beach Tree.
Good.
Coffee and Connect sessions will happen during September and October. And then each of these events are really more of just a casual conversation and a community meetup time for me to discuss the strategic plan, the master plan, and help people understand that there are more formal opportunities to hear about the presentation, state of the schools updates, if you will.
Okay.
Those are going to be happening. They're not available. They will be available at www.ghaps.org/engage.
Wonderful. And I can put that in the body
of
the podcast with a hyperlink. I know you're live streaming the meetings, so people can watch those
Our community asked us to live stream during the meetings. We're doing that. Mm-hmm. They've asked us to put public comment if you'd like to speak online so people can sign up for that. I feel like our board has done a really good job of listening and doing the things that people ask. I think having the slide deck available the night of is really great.
Yeah.
So people can look at it and not have to wait the minutes that get approved, you know, the following month at the board meeting. So I love that. We are going to continue to be out in the community doing updates. I've already got Rotary, Kiwanis Club. We're going to be meeting with our own staff, PTOs, booster groups, numerous other places around the community providing state of the schools updates with these strategic and master plan concepts.
Good.
So the community can weigh in. And then hopefully October 17th at our board retreat, I will be sharing what the community said. I imagine if we have A, B, and C concepts, it could be D or E, a combination of some of those. So or somebody might have a different idea of how we might be able to do this. And then the board, you know, at that point will decide what we're going to do next to address the needs.
Yeah, I'm telling you. And it's not like, you know, it's not like you're only working 9 months out of the year. Come on.
Oh, man. No, we're year-round.
You have year-round. I know. People who think that, it's like, I don't think so. I know that there is a possible adoption of a district-wide cell phone policy. What are your thoughts on all that?
So one of the other things that was actually a goal area for me was to align our legal counsel through True Law Firm with our policies, which were a different policy holder. So we have had our policy board policy committee, our cabinet team, and others weigh in on policy recommendations. Some are legal and required, but other ones we have a choice about.
Okay.
So they have spent much of the late winter, early spring into this July was the second reading of those policies. An adoption of them, so all but the anti-bullying policy, we have to have a public hearing about that at our next board meeting in August.
Yeah.
But one of the policies is around cell phones, that we did not have an actual cell phone policy. And really what the research shows with students' increase in anxiety, depression, etc., is you know, addiction to cell phones, the antidote is not having them. I mean, being more out in nature. The recommendations from the book, The Anxious Generation, which we talked a lot about last year, one of the, for the book study on.
I want to read that. The Anxious Generation.
Yes. The three recommendations are more outdoor nature-based learning.
Okay.
No cell phones till high school, no social media till age 16, which we know we can't control all of that.
No,
right?
You can't.
But students are more engaged with actual learning when they're not distracted by their phones.
Yeah.
And so the board has taken a stand to address mental health and all of the other challenges our students face with an away for the day policy.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Yeah. I went to a concert Monday night, Lyle Lovett, at Frederick Meyer Gardens, and I left my phone in the car. And let me tell you, I just...
Anxious?
I sat there. I sat there and I just watched the crowd and enjoyed the music.
Isn't
I didn't bring the phone with me. So I get it.
Yes.
These kids are dealing with so much.
They are.
They're dealing with a lot in some ways. Things are different and easier for them, and in other ways, things are harder for them, and it's just the way it is. When is the first day of school?
Day after Labor Day.
Oh, stop!
It's right coming up really fast.
It flies by. Are you having a good summer?
I am. Okay, I'm actually getting time off. Last year, you know, July 1st start date,
July
was a blur.
Busy.
It was about 15-hour days,
and
this summer, you know, at the prompting of my board, I've also said, Kristen, you need to take some time off. And I have. I'm actually going to enjoy the entire Coast Guard Festival week.
Wonderful.
I took off because
okay,
I didn't get to do that last year.
Yeah, it's a lot of
fun.
I'm
really excited.
And it's just fun to people watch as well. Kristen Perkowski with Grand Haven Area Public School Superintendent, thank you for being here.
Thank you. Happy
and
summer.
Happy summer. I'm going to play this one from the Beach Boys. Be true to your school.
When some loud bragger tries to put me down.